Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Chanaliba Basnecha Gittel, Adina Basheba Basnecha Gittel, and Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudis, and Rabbi David Henech Mordechai ben Frida Simcha. In the Sefer Lahoros Nasan, in the 14th value, Simon and Vav, has an interesting shaila here about an old Jew who was operated on, and the doctor saw that he wasn't circumcised. Comes from a faraway land, and maybe from Russia, maybe he grew up in communist Russia, and he never had a bris milah. And now the doctor's there, the guy's out, and the doctor asks, should I circumcise him? Shalom idaito. Or maybe no, maybe you need shlichus, or maybe it's not the right thing until you get the guy's haskama. So if Gishtetner Zatzal answers as follows, that in the Gemara in Ksubis and of Pevov Amar Aleph, it says that mitzvahs esei, like for example, Omrim lo asei sukkah vein oise, lula vein oise, makin oise, at shetetzei nafsho. So, you know, this is not a very modern, contemporary idea that people would like. But the Gemara says that if somebody doesn't want to do a mitzvah, we force him to. Makin oso at shetetzei nafsho. The Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvos, "Vamenu Mitzvos Esei Kulam, Hine Kol Mitzvah Kol Mitzvah Mehem Beis Chiyuv Asiyas Ishtanu Lahakos B'Shoytim VaHanimna Me'Asoisa Ad SheYamos Oishiyasoisa SheYavur Zman Chiyuv." So it's a mavur that every mitzvah you have to force the guy to do it. You got to force the guy to do it. So what's interesting is that even though the Rambam says this in the Sefer HaMitzvos in the end of the 14th Shoresh, Shoresh Yadalid, in the whole Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha. A person can only say that if they know the whole Yad HaChazakah. In the Sefer HaChinuch, he writes in Mitzvah Vav, V'Klal Godol B'Chol HaTorah, L'Chol She'omer She'evatol Mitzvah Esei She'koifen Oisei Beizdin, Yimesh Koch B'Yadam Ad She'ikaimenu. That we have a Klal Godol B'Chol HaTorah, that anybody wants to be mevatel a mitzvah esei, we force him. The Beis Din forces him, if they have koach, until he's mekayim the mitzvah esei. Minchas Chinuch writes that the reason the Chinuch didn't write this in the earlier mitzvahs, he waited till mitzvah vav, is because there's no chiddush that even bikfia, even if it's forced, the mitzvah is done b'shleimus. Like Piri Verivia, Shemikom Mokom Hayilo Banim, Onimo Besar Loso. And then he goes on to explain why in Mitzvah Vav he did say this Chiddush. But Al Kopanim, what's the example that these Minchas Chinuch brings? That Nimo Besar Loso, it's Pashat that it's fulfilled B'Kfiyah. So you see, that would be important for our question. If a person doesn't want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Bris Mila, could do it B'Kfiyah. Chul and Kuf Lamid Beis Amid Beis talks about that the Asay Sukkah Veino Oisa Makinos at Shetetse Napsho. Rashi says, Gagon Omrim Lo Asay Sukkah Asay Lulav Shembem Chisrin Kiskule Hai. So if we tell him to make a Sukkah or a Lulav, that doesn't cost so much money. So it's Mashma Lechora that a mitzvah that has Chisrin Kis and Kofin. And if so, Mila, which is a lot of Tzara de Gufa, like it says in Gittin, and then Zayin Amid Beis, Alech and Ragnu Kol Yom Zumila, Rashi says, Zimn and Demayi, sometimes a person even dies, Lo Aleinu, and there's Tzara Guf, and it's painful, so maybe ain't Kofin Ala Mila. However, in the Chlu Sheikh Tzam Sofer, in Chul and Kufla Amid Beis, he writes that Rashi was romance to what the Shach says in Yoredei and Simon. Zayin Kufnun, Simon Zakein, Simon Kufnun Zayin, Siv Kotten Gimel. The Shach writes there that even in Mitzvah's essay of Veres, Ein Sarach Levaz Beis Yosem Mechoimesh, Ayin Shama the Shach. And what he means is that Rashi explains that a mitzvah should have Chisrin Kis. Ein Kofin, that's where there's Chisrin Kis, Yosem Mechoimesh. Yosem Mechoimesh. So now it would appear that this is Shaykh only Bishar Essen She'en Achiyuv Levaz Bezis Al Kiyuma Yoser Mechomish. This is Shaykh only in other mitzvahs essays. But you don't have to pay more than a fifth. And Memela Vada, you're not koifit to be Mekayim. because he's pater mekiyuma, because you have to be mevazbeis for the kiyum yoser mechomish. And the person's pater, because he doesn't have to be mevazbeis yoser mechomish. Mashen kein b'mitzvah smila, lo shayich loymar she'en koifin oisei. Hol sheyesh b'sakonis nefashos. Can't say he's not koifin to be mekayim mitzvah smila, because it's life endangering, and it's worse than a mitzvah that has chesr and kiss. It's worse than a mitzvah that has chesr and kiss. And therefore, you shouldn't be kofet to be mekayim the mitzvah smila. Why? Because mitzvah smila is a mitzvah that you have to be machnis yourself with sakana. Like, don't tell me that if it's chesr and kis, if it's worth more than a chom, a fifth of your money, then you don't force. Certainly if it's sakanas nefashis, you don't force. No, the whole mitzvah here is sakanas nefashis. So if a person's chayv to be mistaken to do the bris milah, bevadei shekofin, because that's the nature of this mitzvah. Like the famous Minchas Chinuch about Milchamos, a person can't say, oh, and Milchamos sakanas nefashis, so I'm pater from the mitzvah of Milchamah. That's the nature of the mitzvah. If the Torah commanded us to wage war, so that means that we're supposed to endanger our lives. So obviously there, the p'tur of Pikuach Nefesh doesn't apply. Here also, the mitzvah is to endanger oneself. Sakana with the milah is tzara de gufa. So it can't say, oh, can't force because it's more than like more than a chomesh. So here certainly I can't force because it's so much tzara guf. No, here the nature of the mitzvah is the tzara guf, so of course you can force. So therefore it would appear like this, that if somebody didn't do bris milah and were able to do bris milah b'al korcho, today usually you can't do it b'al korcho, but in theory if you could do it b'al korcho, so yamulu also, even if he doesn't want. That it says in Ksubis Pei Vav Amid Aleph, that if you say Asei Sukkah Veinu Oseh Lulav Veinu Oseh Makin Oseh Achetetzei Nafsho, and there's not a kasha, why do you have to hit him Achetetzei Nafsho? Better to just put him in the Sukkah b'al korcho, give him the lulav in his hand. But that wouldn't help because mitzvah trichas kavana. And if they put him in the sukkah al korcho and they give him a lulav baal korcho, he won't be miskabin latzes. He's not mekayim the mitzvah. Nimkor according to mandar mitzvah trichas kavana. But hipuch kavana doesn't help like the rishonim say. Ribin ayon and brochas yibezam adalav. And therefore, the only eitzah is to hit him until he says rotzani. When he says rotzani, he's mekayim the mitzvah after they hit him because he's mechavi to be mekayim the mitzvah. Like the Rambam says, legabe get that be'etzim bomek pinimiyu. So a Jew wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore we need a hakah that he should be misratzed to be mekayim the mitzvah. But by bris mila, even if we're malim bal korcho below hakah, he stops being an arel. And the Rambam writes that every day that he's not mal himself, he's mevatel the mitzvah sase. So from mal bal korcho afilu neged ritzono, we're marviach that he's not mevatel the mitzvah sase of bris mila. And there's no reason to hakosa lekayim is a mitzvah malin osa bal korcho, and that's the kfiyah tova biyoser. And that's like with the Ramban writes in Bava Basa, Kufan Hamid Beis, brought in the Ketzos and Simen Gimel Sif Katan Aleph, that also according to the Mandomer Shibuta Lavda Raisa, nevertheless, you still go Yardim Lenachas of Ligvot Sisachov, even though the Shibut on the lien on the camp property is not the Raisa, you still go to this property to collect the Chov, because the Beis then can force him B'chol Mili to Kfiya, any type of Kfiya, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And therefore, Yardim Lenachas of Mishum Kfiya, because his Kfiya is to take away the land. So here also b'mila, when we're mulling bal korcho, so that's his kfiyah. So the only shaila is that the Rambam says that if he's not mul himself, so he's mevatel mitzvah sase, who says he's mekayim a mitzvah? If he does it without das, if a person, when a person's a baby, so then he doesn't have to have das. But when a person's already an adult, and he do it without the person knowing, doesn't have kavana. So he says he's mekayim a mitzvah, unless you want to say like the Achronim say, there's a mitzvah bris milah, and also not to be an arel. So maybe it removes the status of arel. Yesh ladun. Dain yesh levar, if the kfiya is done only by the basin, or that any Jewish person could do the kfiya, the Ramban in Parshas Yisro says, ein osim bo din b'mitzvah sase klal ela b'mordin. Kamalula v'tzitzis ein yose. So it's mashmil chor from the Ramban that dafka Sanhedrin hayu makamos. However, there's tfusim that it doesn't say she Sanhedrin hayu, ela has Sanhedrin hayu, is It doesn't say she Sanhedrin Hayu, and maybe the lashon of Sanhedrin Hayu is maybe the censor. Just Sanhedrin Hayu Makinosa, but maybe really anybody can do it. But the Pashtus and the Rambam, if you just take the text as we have it, it says the Sanhedrin would do it. Chasim Sofer in Yerodei and Simon Kufayin Zayin writes that the Shoel asks if Kfiyas Beis Din requires Mumchim, like his Mashman Kitten Pechas Amit Beis, that had Yodos can't force. And he writes that Kiyum Chukim Umitzus Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. V'nichnas Misha'enu Moche. Somebody who's could be moicha and doesn't, so he's doing a big aveira. This is anybody. Everybody has to be kofe. Every yachid says the chasim sofer is chayv to be kofe. And look in the tshuvas Ar Imrei Eish and Yerodei and Simen Kuf Yud Beis, the Chasim Sofer is writing the tshuva to him. However, the Ktzo says is that it's true that the din can be through a yachid hedyot. You can judge with a yachid hedyot, but lako if you require mumchim, because it says Asher Tosim Lefneim Elu Klei Dayanim, that is referring to the Shivim Zekanim. And the Nesiva says that the Ktzo says that we require dafka beis and lechboso because hedyodos and lav b'nei yisuininu, hedyodos can't be forced, is not true. Because since it's similar to asei sukkah v'ena osa, shekofen osa l'kaimis ha-mitzvah, shekol adam etzuvah l'hafrish chaveru mi'isar afilu mei she'enu b'chlal beis din, like we see in Bava Kama, Chof Ches Amar Aleph, kabe nirtza shekol yom av yachol rabu l'hakoysa g'dei l'afrisha mi'isar shifcha. So a Nirtza who finished his master can hit him. So anybody, any person has the right to coerce his friend to do the mitzvah, and it's not dafka beis din. And then Shoviv Nesivas of the Ktzos and Simen Gimel Siv Katnal, if he answers the Hasaga of the Nesivas HaMishpat. Because the Hasaga of the Nesivas HaMishpat is really Hasaga on Tosfos Sanhedrin, who writes that Milu di Isui, forcing, we learn from Asher Tosim Lefneim Velo Lefnei Hedyotos. So, according to the Nesivas HaMishpat, so a Hedyot Ba'alma can be, can force to give a get, B'makam Shekofen Lahotzim, and this is definitely Pasim B'daraisa. If a Hedyot is Ma'asa, forces a get, so how can the Nesivas argue with the Tosfos? Asher Tosim Lefneim Velo Lefnei Hedyotos. That Tzdafka, the Isui is done Tzdafka by a court and not by Hedyotos. So be Isui Yagita, you need to force a get, you need a Beis Din of three. But a Hedyot that's not a Beis Din can't force a get, the get is Pasul Daraisa. So therefore he says that just like you need an isui for the Beis Din to force the get, so too you also need a Beis Din to force mitzvahs. However, it's not so pashut, because all those that are a mitzvah to give a get, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa to give the get. Yesh lo reach ha-peh, mugashchin, like it says in Eben Ezra, in Simekuf Nandalit. Afilu bezinsa, there's no chi of the garsha, like not allowed to be with her, but there's no chi of the garsha, like it says in Tosfos Beis Amud Beis Dan. Just the chachamim were machayev to be megarish, and therefore you need dafka Beis Din. It's not similar to sukkah ena osa, which is a mitzvah daraisa. So when is a mitzvah daraisa to do something anybody can force? When it's not a mitzvah daraisa, there you need dafka the courts. Where chachamim were machayev the garsha, there you need courts. But where you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, then anybody can force Kol Yisrael Regem Zev L'Zeh, and therefore Yachid can also be kofeh. So we have a fundamental machlokas between the Ktzos and the Nesivas. Can a Yachid force another Jew to be mekayim a mitzvah? The Ktzos says no, the Nesivas says yes. We have a Gemara in Brachos, in Daf Chaf, that one of the Amoraim saw a woman who was wearing a priestistic dress, and he jumped and he ripped it off her, and he realized she wasn't Jewish. But you see that even a yachid was moche, and the lack of tznius. Akoponim, what about our shayla of misha lo nimol, and you can malim bal korcho? So even according to the Nesivus and the Chasim Sofer, that yachad yachal lachaf al mitzvah seseh, but that's only if you first warn him. First you tell him to do the mitzvah. But who says that you can do it without asking, telling him first? Give him the opportunity to do it b'yediyaso. It's much better to do it b'yediyaso. And in the Sefer Derech Pikudecha, he writes, Mr. Pakna, Mishen Omol, the Higdil, Veno Rotel Olmes Atzmoy, Viadenut Kifolov, Im Noimer de Makinoi Sachetet Se Nafsho, Hachim Misratel Amulo, Noimer de Efshir de Shiny Hacha, Mishamar de Sese, de Gamod Efshir Lahakas also, Kenevshir the Koshel Hpos of Lomas Saralos. So what do we do when somebody doesn't want to do a Bris Mila? He's a Godol, he doesn't want to do a Bris Mila. And we have the Koach over him. If we say that Makinoi Sachetet Se Nafsho, Oshim Atshimitsu, do we say Makinoi Sachetet Se either agree to do the Bris Mila or Makinosa? Or do we say no? That why hit him? Just for, you know, tie him up and do the Bris Mila. So he says, no, don't do the Bris Mila Baal Korcho, because he has this chiyuf, and if other people do it, it's mitam shlichus, and you can't be a shlich Baal Korcho. And therefore, Makinosa Achityashi Yisratze. And if they did it, then it could be that you have to be Choser Lahatib Dambris. So he says, don't do it against his will. Rather, warn him first, and even if it could be that it doesn't work, you have to be Matif Dambris. You did it against his will. An interesting Chiddush. Generally, only find a Tavis Dambris, Mol Kodem Zmano, Mol Balayla. But Atavis Dambris, when he did it Baal Korcho. But again, maybe because he didn't have Kavanah to be Yotze, it's no good, like the posting discussed by putting somebody to sleep for the Bris Mila. Maybe it's not having Kavanah. So the Maskana, Rav Gishtetner says that you shouldn't be Malim Baal Korcho, because Pashat Ein Yisrael Yad Yisrael Tekifa. So if a person's in the middle of surgery and he notices he doesn't have a Bris, then I'm sure you can sue such a person and put him in jail, so it's not called Yadeno Tkifa. So he told the doctor not to do the bris when this person was under anesthesia and doesn't know any better, and that we should be zocha that all Yidden should have bris milas. Shalom, shalom, sweetest in the world.